Hey there, and welcome to JSA TV and JSA Podcast, the newsroom for telecom and data center professionals. I'm Dean Perrine of JSA, and joining me today is Mr. Mario Calderon. Mario is the VP of Real Estate at Server Farm. Mario, welcome always to JSA TV.
Nice to see you, Dean.
Thank you. Yeah, of course. So Mario, for our viewers that may not already know, why don't you tell them a little bit about Server Farm and overall what makes the organization unique?
Sure, happy to. So Server Farm, we're a very dynamic company. We own and operate data centers, global portfolio, primarily North America, Western Europe, England. So we go where our customers want to be. And we service a global clientele of very dynamic enterprise customers. And I think the thing that really differentiates Server Farm from many other companies is that we are really as much an operations company as we are a real estate ownership company. So I think that's really the key differentiator of Server Farm. We're really well known now as a very strong operations company in this business, to the point where our operations strength has led us to other real estate opportunities around the world.
I love it. It seems like expansion is the name of the game for you folks lately, because that is really kind of what we want to talk about a little bit more today. Can you tell us a little bit about the new data center there in Atlanta?
Yeah. So Dean, honestly, it's not a new data center for us. We actually acquired this data center about 3.5 years ago. But we bought the data center under a little unusual circumstances, but this is a part of sort of Server Farm's creativity. We'll take many avenues to get to the end game that we're looking for, which is to become the operator, an owner and operator of a data center with quality enterprise customers.
You folks talk a lot about data center management as a service. Is that really what that arrangement is with this entity in Atlanta?
Yes, it's a good example of what Server Farm does really, really well. And one of the ways that we do that is not only do we manage the physical assets, but Server Farm over the years we have developed through our operations teams. A model, a sort of an operational model that we deploy in all of our data centers. And we sort of tie the aspects of that model together with a data center service platform that we have developed. It's a proprietary product, but we have developed that and we deploy it throughout all of our data centers. We also deploy it in third-party entities' operations globally. So Server Farm, we typically will step into situations where either an enterprise has built and owns or has leased, as it was in Atlanta, a data center that they simply don't utilize much of it. We'll buy those existing assets and we will repurpose. We will do what we did in Atlanta, for example. We'll right size the capacity for the customer that's in that facility. And then we will free up additional capacity to bring other customers into the facility.
Very good, Mario. So last question. I know that in June of last year seems like it was a complete blur to me at this point, but in June of last year, you added 14 megawatts of capacity, in Toronto. And in April, you acquired a new facility in Los Angeles. I wanted to get that out. But what else? What else is going on? What else might our viewers see from Server Farm in the second half of 2021?
We're doing a major overhaul of our Amsterdam facility. That facility today, and we just acquired that about a year and a half ago. There's a single customer in there, and they occupy approximately 15% of the physical capacity, physical space in that facility. So we're out now increasing our utility service to that facility. That will allow us to add an additional 11 megawatts in that building. So we are actively pursuing that now. Our London facility, we're increasing the utility capacity there because we can build an additional 5 to 7 megawatts of capacity in London. We're exploring some other acquisition candidates in the London marketplace also.
But Mario, for our viewers that want to know more about Server Farm, where should they go?
You can go to serverfarmllc.com, and we've got a great website, tell you all about our platform, our locations, our operations model, our in-command service platform. So you get a lot of information from the website.
And if you have not already had a chance to listen, be sure to download the first 3 episodes of Server Farm's podcast, The Future of Data Centers. You can download that at serverfarmllc.com/podcast, where influencers, journalists, and Server Farm experts explore the industry's most pressing topics in this unique mini-series podcast. So thanks again for joining me today, Mario, and thank you, viewers, for watching JSA TV. We'll see you soon.
My pleasure.